From Mark Tech Post, NVIDIA AI just released QDoxide, an experimental Rust CUDA compiler backend that compiles SIMP GPU kernels directly to PTX. NVIDIA AI researchers recently released QDoxide, an experimental compiler that allows developers to write CUDA SIMP single instruction multiple threads GPU kernels in standard Rust code. The project compiles Rust directly to PTX parallel thread execution, the assembly-like intermediate representation that CUDA uses to target NVIDIA GPUs without requiring domain-specific languages, foreign function interface bindings, or C/C++ code. The Rust GPU ecosystem has had projects attempting to bridge this gap. Rust GPU targets SPURV for Vulkan/Graphics Compute. Rust CUDA uses a Rust Cogen backend targeting NVVMIR. TubeCL uses an embedded DSL with a JIT runtime that cross-compiles to CUDA/ROCm/WGPU. And SDD:Offload uses LLVM, S implicit offload path. QDoxide occupies a specific position in this space. Its stated design center is bringing CUDA into Rust kernel authoring, device intrinsics, the SIMP execution model, and the CUDA programming model expressed natively in safe Rust, closer in spirit to writing a global function in C++ than to writing a generic Rust function that happens to run on a GPU. Writing GPU kernels today typically means writing C++ and using the CUDA programming model directly, or relying on Python-level abstractions like Triton that generate CUDA under the hood. By contrast, the closest neighbor, Rust CUDA, focuses on bringing Rust to NVIDIA GPUs. Rust ergonomics like async/await, parts of the standard library running on device, and a Rust-first programming model that abstracts over CUDA concepts. Instead of emitting native CPU code, the Rust Cogen CUDA crate intercepts the compiler at the Cogen backend Cogen crate entry point and runs a separate pipeline for device code. Rust source right arrow Rust frontend right arrow Rust public stable mir right arrow dialect mir right arrow mem to reg right arrow dialect llvm right arrow llvm ir.ll right arrow ptx.ptx. Here are some important elements. Why Rust public? The NVLabs team notes it has been coordinating with Rust CUDA maintainers and considers the two projects complementary. At the core of QDoxide is a custom Rust Cogen backend, the layer in the Rust compiler responsible for generating machine code. The raw internal mirror representation in Rust changes between nightly versions with no stability guarantees. QDoxide uses Rust public, also known as stable mirror, which is Rust's official versioned stable API over the compiler's internals. Choosing Plyrn instead of upstream emler means the entire compiler builds with cargo, no C++ toolchain, no CMake, no tablegen. QDoxide defines three custom Plyrn dialects: dialect mirror modeling, Rust mirror semantics, places, projections, R values, terminators, dialect LLVM modeling, LLVM IR with textual.ll expert, and dialect NVVM NVIDIA GPU intrinsics like thread indexing, barriers, and TMA. This lets the backend read mirror without breaking on every nightly update. What is Plyrn? The middle stages use Plyrn, a Rust-native emler-like IR framework written entirely in Rust. What does LLC do? After the dialect LLVM printer serializes the IR into a textual.ll file, the external LLC binary, the LLVM static compiler with NVPTX backend, compiles it to PTX assembly. This is the one stage outside pure Rust. The resulting .ptx file is written next to the host binary, for example, target/debug/vacid.ptx, and loaded by the CUDA driver at runtime. You as a developer can observe each stage with cargo oxide pipeline vacid. This prints the full trace from Rust mirror through each dialect down to PTX output. Host and device code live in the same .rs source file. Cargo oxide sets zcogen backend equals librust-cogen-cuda.so, which routes code generation through QDoxide's backend. The backend then scans compiled code for monomorphized functions whose names carry the reserved CUDA oxide kernel hash name prefix, the namespace that the hash kernel proc macro creates. The result of a single cargo oxide build is a host binary plus a .ptx file. Cargo oxide run vecid cargo oxide debug vecid to a hash debug with CUDA GDB. Device code from library dependencies is compiled lazily. The backend reads their stable mirror from .rlib metadata on demand, only compiling functions a kernel actually calls. QDoxide supports a meaningful subset of Rust and GPU kernel functions marked with the hash kernel attribute macro. This includes generic functions with monomorphization fn scale t, copies compiled to a concrete PTX kernel per type used at the call site, closures with captures, closures passed from the host are scalarized and passed as PTX kernel parameters automatically, user-defined structs and enums. Standard Rust data structures work inside kernels, pattern matching match if let, and related constructs work in device code. Full GPU intrinsics. The queue to device crate provides wrappers for thread indexing, warp operations, SHFL sync, ballot sync, etc. Shared memory barriers, TMA tensor memory accelerator, thread block clusters, and scoped atomics. 6 types times 3 scopes times 5 orderings. Functions matching that prefix go through the queued oxide pipeline to produce PTX. All other host code is delegated to Rust's standard LLVM backend. One important GPU-specific compiler detail, Rust's jump threading mirror optimization, which duplicates function calls into both branches of an if statement, is disabled for device code in queued oxide. On CPUs, this is a safe optimization, but on GPUs, it breaks barrier semantics. All threads in a block must converge at the same bar.sync instruction, and duplicating it across branches violates that requirement. NVLAB's queued oxide step-by-step guide. Rust right arrow stable mirror right arrow pliern IR right arrow LLVM IR right arrow PTX v0.1.0 document created by markdeckpost.com. Queued oxide is a custom Rust cogent backend from NVLAB's that compiles hash kernel annotated Rust functions to PTX through a Rust right arrow Rust public stable mirror right arrow pliern IR right arrow LLVM or right arrow PTX pipeline, all buildable with cargo. Host and device code coexist in a single .rs file, compiled with one cargo oxide build command. The output is a host binary plus a .ptx file placed next to it. The safety model has 3 documented tiers. Tier 1 race-free by construction via distro, int slice t plus thread index. Tier 2 scope and safe for shared memory, warp intrinsics, atomics, and Tier 3 raw hardware intrinsics for TMA, WGMMA, TCGen05.index2D stride is documented as currently unsound in the 0.x release. The GemSol example hits 868 TFLOPS on the B258% of kube loss, so L using a multi-phase gem pipeline with CLC and dgroup colon 2. Additionally, sync primitives are marked convergent in the emitted LLVM IR so that LLVM optimization passes cannot move or duplicate them across control flow. Check out the GitHub repo. Also, feel free to follow us on Twitter and don't forget to join our 150k plus ML subreddit and subscribe to our newsletter. Wait, are you on Telegram? Now you can join us on Telegram as well. Need to partner with us for promoting your GitHub repo or Hugging Face page or product release or webinar, etc. Connect with us. The post and video I just released queued oxide, an experimental Rust CUDA compiler backend that compiles SIMP GPU kernels directly to PTX, appeared first on Mark Tech Post.